This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. By phone, email, or mail, some Ohio voters are finding out they have more work to do before they can vote by mail-in absentee ballot. Kelly Woodward with WKSU's Election Protection Team reports on correspondence found in her own family's mailbox.
I'm not a poll worker.
Just open it up.
Starr County resident Don Woodward guessed he was mistakenly signed up for poll worker training when he got an envelope from Starr County's Board of Elections last week. Instead, he found out that he had made a mistake on his absentee ballot application.
It's missing my birth date. From the form? The following on your application written request. Okay, my birth date's missing. I got to redo the whole thing.
And he is not alone.
I was going to say, let me guess, it's date of birth, right?
That's Aaron Ackerman, director of the Ohio Elections Officials Association. He says my husband's mistake is one of the most common reasons that absentee ballot applications are rejected. Don had completed an application that was mailed to him from either the Secretary of State or another third-party group, with his name and address already listed.
It was already printed out.
Yeah. So they forgot to put it on there.
Actually, it's up to the voter to fill in the birth date. Overlooking a field is easy to do, even more so for many Ohio voters who received an absentee ballot application from a national group called the Center for Voter Information, according to Aaron Ackerman.
The way they formatted it was not ideal. And so they put the date of birth in a really awkward position. And a ton of people did not fill out the date of birth. And so we're, like in Cuyahoga County, I spoke to them specifically about this, and they were, their rejection rate was almost 33% because it was almost all from that organization, and it was almost all date of birth.
The nonprofit's forms with missing birth dates were also among a large number of the 6.5% of applications rejected at the Starr County Board of Elections. In a statement, the organization said that it sent text messages reminding voters to fill in their birth dates after hearing that some were leaving it blank. The Center for Voter Information is also sending out a new round of mailings, but this time it is using the Ohio Secretary of State's form, which has been tested for ease of use. No matter what the precautions, mistakes are bound to happen. And that is one reason Starr County Board of Elections Administrative Assistant Travis Seacrest is urging people wanting to vote by mail-in ballot not to procrastinate. If mistakes do occur, the voter is contacted, then a new application must be submitted for the Board of Elections to approve and mail the voter a ballot.
The last day for us to process an absentee application is October 31st, and that's far too close to Election Day to expect the post office to turn the ballot around in time to get to the voter.
Seacrest says Starr County has 60,000 absentee voter applications so far, and we still have 5 more weeks to go. By comparison, the county's total number of absentee ballots in the 2016 election numbered just 39,000. Despite the heavy demand for absentee ballots across the state during the pandemic, Ackerman says elections boards are doing a good job keeping up. He is encouraged by the quick response to my husband's and other flawed applications.
Well, the good news is they caught it and they got to him. So he did it early, which is super important.
Absentee ballots will be mailed on the same day that early in-person voting begins in Ohio, Tuesday, October the 6th. To check the status of your absentee application, you can visit the Ohio Secretary of State's website. If you are still planning to vote absentee and have not applied yet, elections officials encourage you to do it soon and to make sure you carefully fill out all of the spaces so that you, like my husband, aren't left asking,
"How'd I miss that?"
I'm Kelly Woodward, 89.7 WKSU.
You can find more stories and additional voting resources at WKSU.org/election protection.